Bay Theater Works presents Abundance by Beth Henley, starring Ed Begley Jr., Gary Cole, Amy Madigan, Steven Weber, and Joe Beth Williams. Narrated by Beth Henley. Directed by Gordon House. From the author of Crimes of the Heart comes this poignant story of the hard lives of pioneers on the high plains of Wyoming in the 1860s. Macon Hill and Bess Johnson are two mail-order brides, lured to the West by the promise of new beginnings through marriage to men they've never met. And now, Abundance by Beth Henley, co-produced by the BBC World Service and LA Theatre Works.
Roses love sunshine, violets love dew. Angels in heaven know I love you.
Abundance by Beth Henley, with Joe Beth Williams as Macon and Amy Madigan as Bess. Abundance spans 25 years, starting in the late 1860s. We're outside a stagecoach depot in Wyoming in Northwest America. Bess Johnson sits on a bench, a bag at her feet. She wears a dirty traveling suit that has no buttons.
The size of the sky.
Lord Almighty.
What?
You're like me.
Huh?
Sure. You're like me. Biscuit?
Please.
Go ahead, help yourself. What's mine is yours. What's yours is mine. After all, you're like me. You've come out west to see the elephant. Hey, true or no?
Elephant? No.
Just see what's out there. Whatever's out there. What do you guess is out there?
Don't know.
Right. Could be anything. Ah, I savor the boundlessness of it all. The wild flavor. I am drunk with Western fever. Have you ever seen a map of the world?
Uh-huh.
Well, it stopped my heart. There are oceans out there. Oceans aplenty, and I swear to you, I am going to see one, and walk in one, and swim in one for sure. I love water. It never stops moving. I want to discover gold and be rich. I want to erect an ice palace and kill an Indian with a hot bullet. I am ready for some sweeping changes. How about you? We could be friends throughout it all. It's part of our destiny. I can smell destiny. One day I'm going to write a novel about it all and put you in it. What's your name?
Bess Johnson.
Good. That's a good name for a novel. Bess Johnson. Will you be my friend?
It'd be a pleasure. A true pleasure. Could I trouble you for another biscuit?
Well, sure. Sure, I hate stinginess. You'll never get anywhere watching every egg, nickel, and biscuit. Mm-hmm. You got to let it go. Let it go. Go. And I don't give a damn if you never pay me back.
Thanks kindly. I'm near pined to death with famine. These green biscuits taste heaven to me.
Why? How long you been here?
10 days I've been waiting here. My travel money's all spent. Yesterday, I traded French Pete my buttons for an extra night's lodging. I'm at my rope's end if Mr. Flan don't get here real soon. I don't know what.
Who's Mr. Flan?
He's the man who's coming to pick me up. We're to be wed.
Wed? A wedding?
That's right. It's been arranged.
Then you're a bride-to-be?
Yeah.
Lord Almighty, angels sing and devils dance. I'm a bride-to-be, too. Oh. It's like what I said. You're like me. It's true. Well, tell me, do you know your husband, or is he a stranger to you?
We had correspondence.
correspondence.
Me too.
And he sent you
the fare?
Partial.
Me too! Me too!
You know what I hope? I hope our husbands don't turn out to be just too damn ugly to stand.
You think they'll be ugly?
Maybe. Maybe. But I hear divorce is cheap and easily obtainable out here in the West.
Oh, I'd never get no divorce.
Honey, I'd rip the wings off an angel if I thought they'd help me fly. You may find this hard to believe, but back home they considered me the runt of the family. See, those folks are full, large-bodied people, and to them I appeared to be some sort of runt. But out here I can be whoever I want. Nobody knows me. I'm going to make up everything as I go. It's going to be a whole new experience. We are dealing with the lure of the unknown. Yeah, we are hunting down the elephant. Bang! 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 What's wrong with you? You look morose.
I'm just hoping my husband ain't gonna be real terrible ugly.
Well, Bess, I hope so, too.
It don't mention nothing about his looks in the matrimonial ad.
Well, now, that ain't good news. Folks generally like to feature their good qualities in them advertisements.
Of course, I know. I'm no prize. I got nice hair, but my eyes are too close together, and my nerves are somewhat aggravated. Still, I was hoping we'd be in love. Like people in them stories? The ones about princesses and chimney sweeps and dragon slayers.
Oh, them stories ain't true. They ain't factual. Catapult them stories right out of your brain. Do it. Do it. Catapult them.
I don't know. I bet he's gonna like me some.
Sure. Maybe he'll be cordial at Christmas.
I promise I'll be a good wife, patient and submissive. If only he'd come. I hope he ain't forgotten he sent partial fare. Three letters and partial fare. Three letters about the size of the western sky.
Damn. What size is it?
The largest he has witnessed.
Glory be.
And he loves singing. I can sing real pretty. Oh, I'm betting we're gonna be a match made in heaven. If only I ain't left stranded. See, because, well, I don't know how to get by. I can't do nothing. I don't know nothing. I ought to know something by now. I went to school. They must have taught me something there, but I can't even recall what my favorite color is. Maybe it's blue, but I'm just guessing.
Well, the fact is, if you know too much, it's just going to limit your thinking. Take me. I got this brown dress. And I don't even get upset about it, because I got no recollection in my mind that my favorite color is blue. I mean, it may be, but I don't know it. Have another biscuit.
Oh, it's your last one.
I saved it for you.
Morning.
Morning.
I'm looking for, is one of you Bess Johnson?
That's me. That's me. I'm here. That's me.
Uh-huh.
Are you Mr. Michael Flan?
No, I'm Jack Flan, Mike's brother.
Oh, well, pleased to meet you, Mr. Jack Flan. Would you do me the great favor of taking me to meet Mr. Michael Flan?
Mike's dead.
What?
Got killed in an accident and died.
Are you saying Mr. Michael Flan is no longer living?
That's right, he's dead.
Dead? Oh, my Lord. Lord.
What's wrong with you? You never laid eyes on him. You're just some stranger.
Hey, don't be so green.
No, I want to go home. I'll die if I stay here. I don't want to die in this miserable, filthy territory.
Oh, look at her crying. She's a woman, all right.
How can this be? My husband's dead. He's gone. He's dead. I never even got to mean him or shake his hand or say, I do. I worked on saying them words the whole way here. Over cliffs, across streams, in the rain, in the dust. I do. Every dream I ever had, I said in those words, I do.
I'm going to knock her down.
Hey, don't do that.
You get out of my way. You're out west now. Things are different here. You come on with me, Bess Johnson. I'm going to marry you. But I won't have you crying never again. You got that?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?